The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, not eating a salami cookie, but rather a salami cracker, is Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Yes, Dan Maggio brought in some protein as opposed to sweets today.
That's true.
I made the salami myself.
You made the salami yourself?
Yeah.
So, that's incredible.
Thank you, Dan. Mm.
Well, it looks like you actually have pepperoni and salami. My poor eyesight can...
And crackers.
And cheese.
Yeah, that definitely looks like pepperoni.
It's appropriate... Repast for this time of day.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, a repast.
And this time of month.
And a 12-degree day.
Year.
Yes. We need comfort food.
In the lovely basement of Briggs.
Well, after having, there were 2 days with some sunshine in the month of January.
It's great.
We had some sunshine today.
Mm-hmm. What is the great face in the sky? It burns us. Professor Dave Chow.
I can complain. I'm working on my midsummer tan right about now.
Oh, yeah, also. Sure, of course.
Mm,
yeah,
that's right. You're from Canada.
Yeah, I know. This is warm, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Although this is like the coldest it's been the entire winter, as far as I'm concerned. 12 degrees this morning or something. It's just weird.
I don't know. I haven't been out of the house much, so.
Cold as a witch's? No.
Let's not go there. Let's not talk. Brass underwear.
Did you say cold as a whistle pig? Or is that where you're going?
Whistle pig.
Did the whistle pig come out?
Yeah.
Did the whistle pig see
that
shadow?
Was one fat whistle pig. Yeah, he came out and he saw his shadow. What was reported to me last night when I went to visit some friends was they had heard on the news that hotel rooms in Punxsutawney went for more than they're getting for hotel rooms at the Super Bowl.
What?
Because of people that were excited to be there for Groundhog Day. I can't imagine.
If I'm going to go Super Bowl, I've at least got 4 quarters of football. How long does it take for some weird, strange dude?
The Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, some channel yesterday was playing Groundhog Day over and over.
Well, that's appropriate.
It's like Christmas Story.
I do like that movie.
I do too. I love that movie.
Professor Kendra Evans is here.
Hello.
Just read this the other day. Don't know if we've ever brought it up. Don't care because it's appropriate. Do you know that there are sort of like mini scholars that study the Bill Murray and Annie McDowell movie Groundhog Day to properly conjecture how long he is stuck in the loop by studying the days that are shown, the days he refers to in the movie that we don't actually see? And then the added scholarly quantity of, well, this is how long in hours or days it would take to become proficient in playing the piano.
That is totally what I was aiming
French.
For.
This does not give scholarship
a
good name.
Really?
What?
Oh, you've never seen Groundhog
Day? Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
Some
references. You have Rita, they're Hicks.
Oh, it's not really, nearly it's as worth, funny as Ghost.
It's
really funny.
Yeah, that is also true. It's a mild comedy. It's more
Rita,
of a romantic comedy.
They're Hicks, Rita. Yeah.
Watch out for that first
step. It's worth looking into.
It's a doozy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What's his name? Ned Roberson? I should know. I mean, you see the scenes take place over and over. You could dictate the movie if you just watch it once. It's pretty incredible.
Just production-wise, that must have been a cheap movie because how much film did they really use?
It's true.
You shot one reel, just loop it over. That's all. I mean,
You're right. Professor Jim Tubbs is here.
Hello.
With sort of a green gingham. I have really bad eyesight.
Why do you always feel called upon to describe my attire?
Because it's so dapper.
It's clothing.
Because you're such a dashing and roguishly charming fellow.
Oh, thank you.
I'm wearing a red t-shirt,
in a Pickwickian way.
And he is wearing pants, we hope.
Oh,
yes. That's right. Yes.
Oh, things going well.
See, anything under the table is not apparent, so it must not exist.
This must not exist, mm-hmm. Yep.
That's an interesting metaphysical view.
Mm-hmm. Sort of Bishop Barclay-like.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the center conceit of Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
To be is to be perceived.
That's right. Continuing around the table, Professor Stephanie Conant, Chair of the Department of Biology, is here.
Hi there.
I like the economy of you coming in, sitting at the mic, you grab a cracker, join the conversation. I've noticed that parents, especially those of little boys, it's like we have to talk while we're eating. It's the only time that we get to
have a
conversation.
This is like weekend snack at our house all the time. Because
Big time.
Then I can just
I can just set it in the middle of the table and walk away, and they descend upon it, and then it's gone shortly there.
Yeah, that's
so
like the
locusts. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
But they don't argue over this snack, so we do this a lot.
They like sausages. They like crackers.
Cheese and crackers. Yeah, totally. Cheese. Yeah.
So no way around it. Things are happening outside the window. There's a clown version of Chuck Hokit haunting the studio. I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
It's actually pretty funny.
Was it a clown or Rudolph? Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, there he is.
She heard that.
Oh, my gosh. If only you could see what we're seeing. If only you could see the bounty that Professor Dan Maggio brought us to eat today.
And I hate clowns.
I'm so hungry, thank you. So,
don't say that out loud.
Sorry
not
I brought
here.
That up.
Well, he's not painted and threatening.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the sides of his mouth do not curl up insidiously.
Yikes. Continuing the circuit around the table, Professor Beth Oljar is here from the Department of Philosophy.
Except she's about to nod off, it looks like.
This could happen.
It's been a long week, you know.
Yes.
How are you doing, Beth?
Fine.
Excellent. I tell you what, folks. This is a show where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. Send us questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can find us on Facebook, or you can put it inside the microwave inside the recording studio, and we'll find it the following week.
Cooked.
I have a wonderful set, and it's going to sound long, but I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Of 50 questions,
what
they all have to do
like
with the 50 states, United States of America, and one weird thing about each one of those states. And I kind of got into these questions because the more I read, the more I had not seen much of that trivia before. So I think
this
you guys are going to enjoy it.
It's a terrible week to sit with a map to the back of me right about now.
Yeah, it's
right.
True. But we can all lean over and take a look at our contiguous and non-contiguous state map. Maybe that will help us.
Well, the middle doesn't matter anyway.
That's true.
That's why they call it flyover country.
Magnolia Springs, Alabama is the only city in America to have all of its residents' mail delivered by what?
Horse.
Not
boat.
Horse. It says here boat. All of its mail is delivered by boat. Hmm. Oh. Everybody's property is up against a river, and you just sort of float down it and pop letters.
Just like the Great Lakes freighters.
Very similar.
Cool.
Yep. The longest mail delivery route in America is in which state, and how long is it? Single delivery route for a mail person.
Montana.
It's not in Montana.
Alaska.
Nebraska.
It's not in Alaska. It's
North
not in Nebraska.
Dakota.
Nope.
Maine.
Nope.
California.
Idaho.
South Dakota.
Texas.
Wyoming. Oregon.
It's in the great state of Oklahoma.
Oh.
It's 186 miles long for over 200 houses, and it's just a straight shot. So just keep driving. By the time you reach the end, you got to go back to the beginning.
Was it like, is it like up in the panhandle?
Makes sense that it would be. Yep.
That's like its own Groundhog Day. That's all you do every day.
Deliver
the mail.
The mail never stops.
Boy, I bet that's somebody that loves public holidays.
The geographic center of the contiguous U.S. states is in what state?
Kansas.
It's in Kansas.
Yeah, Derby
it's northern Kansas.
What is it?
It's around a city, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, of course, is in Missouri. This city actually functions as the blank center of the United
population.
States.
Population.
The
Bart.
Population
but
center.
If you talk to the people in Kansas City, they will tell you they are not just in Missouri. Part of it's in Kansas.
It spreads across a line, and then the suburbs.
Yes.
So they get ornery when you say that they're in Missouri.
All right.
Missouri.
I've been there.
What, is this like the Cincinnati Airport in Kentucky kind of thing?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The great state of Missouri borders 8 other U.S.
Wow.
states, making it tied with blank for the most state borders.
Illinois.
Nope.
Kentucky.
Nope.
Tennessee.
Missouri borders 8 states, making it tied with Tennessee for the most
Tennessee.
State borders with other states. The Arkansas River begins in what state?
I thought you were asking which one's
it. Illinois.
It does not.
Tennessee.
Missouri.
Let's go Michigan. No.
Way out west.
Out west.
Colorado.
Colorado is where it starts.
The Arkansas River?
The Arkansas River begins in Colorado and flows east from there.
Do they call it that in Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bellefontaine, Ohio has the shortest one of these in the nation. What is it? It's only 28 feet long.
Main Street.
Yeah, it's a street. That's right.
I was going to say stretch of highway that's 70 miles per hour.
Gun it for 20.
It's a speed trap. Go 70. That's right.
Oh, exactly.
This is where, when I was seeing these questions, I became very interested because things are going to get interesting and we're going to try to solve the problem using our map. Los Angeles, California is actually east of how many state capitals of the United States of America?
Three.
Oh, east.
One, two, four. Three,
okay,
four,
five.
Yeah. It says the answer is six. Honolulu, Juneau, Honolulu. Olympia, Honolulu, Salem, Carson City, and Sacramento. It's
Carson
all
City,
east
Nevada.
Of them.
Oh, yeah.
Carson City, Nevada. So Vegas. Olympia is not technically east.
Right.
If we draw a straight line. So Washington is not. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nevada has a point in the U.S. that is famous because you are the furthest you can be in the United States of America from what? For the answer, you are 116
border?
Miles is the furthest you can be in the United States of America from a what?
Body of water?
No.
Road?
Not a road.
Human civilization.
It is
a slot machine.
I'm going to give you partial credit. It's a business.
Post office.
A McDonald's?
A McDonald's restaurant.
Oh. Wow.
116 miles is the furthest you can get from McDonald's.
I kind of want to see the founder, I think it looks interesting.
Oh, I think it looks really
I'm going to go open up that franchise and just take that title from them, you know?
And the fries, I mean, just, you know.
Like crack.
Speaking of transitions here, which state has the fewest McDonald's?
Probably
Idaho.
Rhode Island.
It is 29, actually, McDonald's, and it's not Rhode Island.
Vermont.
Mm-mm.
Maybe. Alaska.
You're far too east.
Montana.
Oh. Wyoming.
North Dakota.
It's North Dakota has the least number of McDonald's.
Low population.
Do they have?
29.
And they only sell frozen products.
Yes.
So I'm thinking they don't have the expanded all-day breakfast menu, which is awesome.
Yes. And they don't have the Grand Mac, and they don't have the Mac Junior.
All-day breakfast and nothing else.
Being able to get a sausage biscuit.
What is the least populated state in the union?
Montana.
Wyoming.
It's not. It's Wyoming. That's what it says here.
Three electoral votes.
Though? Three electoral
they
votes.
They still get three
the
electoral
absolute
votes.
Minimum. Mm-hmm. How many roads connect the upper and lower portions of Idaho that are separated by a mountain range?
Three.
Two.
You know, it says here there's only one road that connects the top and the bottom of that state.
It has to be the Wasatch Mountains.
Right?
I believe it's the Wasatch Mountains. Mm-hmm.
There's only one way to get through that?
There's only one way in the great state of Idaho.
One mountain pass.
In a car. No, that's a good point. In a car.
You
because,
in the borough.
You know, that's a good point. We could always, I know I'm going to regret this, but build a wall, even though over 90% of the people who enter the country illegally do so by plane.
Well, we're just going to build a really tall wall.
I don't understand the tone.
Part of the wall is going to be invisible because it will rely on sensors.
Transparent. Which state boasts the least busy airport in the United States measured as number of passengers per day annually?
Oh, Alaska, then.
No, but
they deliver freight.
Burlington, Vermont.
No, it's not Burlington,
it's
Vermont.
It's not Portland.
How about Maine?
Nope.
And it's not North Dakota again?
It's not North Dakota, but I'll tell you what, it's close to
Montana.
Montana.
It's Montana. Are you ready for this? The Capital City Airport services a whopping 11 passengers per day annually at the Montana Airport.
Really?
But look at the contrast. The busiest airport is in what state in the United States?
Georgia.
Yes, 135,000 passengers per day annually.
Hartsfield.
So we don't have many people seeing the big sky.
That's apparently a flight not. Assembly line.
Apparently not.
Yeah, not much on the heart.
Which state both borders only one other state?
Maine.
And is closest in distance to Africa for the United States of America? It is the great state of Maine, which is only 3,155 miles away, closer than the state of Florida, to the continent of Africa.
That's tricky.
Cape Cod, Massachusetts, is not a cape at all, but it's a...
Peninsula?
Peninsula.
Isthmus.
Island?
I think someone just said it.
Island?
It's an island.
Oh.
It's separated from the mainland by a human-made canal now, so it is actually an island.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I love this one, too. Miami, Florida is closer to two country capitals than it is to its own state capital of Tallahassee.
Cuba.
Havana.
Havana.
It says Havana and...
Puerto Rico.
Port Prince?
San Juan.
Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America.
Nassau.
Yep.
Just started the season of Black Sails last night.
Oh, yeah, the pirate show.
The pirate show.
Which state is home to the geographic center of all 50 states? Now remember, in this question list, every state will be mentioned once at minimum.
Colorado?
All 50 states?
All 50
California.
States.
California.
No.
Missouri.
Arizona.
It's at the very top part, northern part of South Dakota is what it says here.
Really?
South Dakota is the closest.
That makes sense. Because if you think Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah. If you include Hawaii and Alaska. Hawaii must be further north than it looks on that map.
I think so.
Why isn't it moving more west then? Yeah.
Yeah. Because Hawaii is, 8 hours off of the coast of California?
It's about six.
Oh, wow.
Can we have that reviewed?
That's it. We're going to globe.
Would you like to challenge that question?
I would. I'd like to challenge that question.
Yeah, let's let our referee who wrote the question review it.
Yeah, for all we know, these aren't the real answers.
It's true.
That's true. Botswana.
They're alternative answers.
These could be alternative facts.
Why was Washington State's name changed from the first suggestion on its charter, Columbia?
Because the country Columbia got mad and said,
that's copyright. Dibs.
They loved Washington.
They wanted to get federal aid.
You have to think about this. They were afraid that it was going to be confused
with the district.
With the district
Columbia. And now it's named confused with the Washington. City of Washington all the time. Identity crises.
Which it gets confused with all the
time. So now people have to say Washington State.
Yes. Uh-huh. And while we think about state versus district, we're going to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. From the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
See, who is he today?
I'll just read a lovely article about Australia.
Professor Arthur Beer from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts was a regular on Ask the Professor from 1988 to 1999. Arthur still makes guest appearances on the show from time to time, and he always seems to come up with a different character voice when greeting the listeners at the start of the show.
From the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
How do you do?
Now, Arthur wasn't the only Ask the Professor panelist known for his impersonations. You see, one day the late Professor George Pickering was a little tardy in getting to the studio, so somebody had to at least try to fill in for him.
On my right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin. Aren't you going to introduce George?
Oh, yes. I forgot about George.
How could you ever?
I don't know. George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always, yeah. Okay. Thank you for filling in for George, yes. On Kathy's right, also from the Department of History, Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. And on Greg's right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hi, Edwin.
Hello, Arthur. And entering the room right now from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department.
He's already been introduced.
Professor George Pickering.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always. Yes. Did I miss something?
Not really.
Nothing
at all.
Nothing at all,
no.
And we are back. And we've got some questions. I'll be honest to give full credit. These questions
Father
were originally...
McNichols.
You're right. Father John P. McNichols. Originally put together by the folks at DFTBA, which, for the record, have their headquarters in the great state of Montana. That is the calling card of the Green Brothers. One of them is a science guy, and the other guy is the one that writes the novels for teenagers, John Green.
Yes.
DFTBA is Don't Forget to Be Awesome, which is their sign-off.
Oh. Montana's where I was supposed to get a job. That's my...
University of Montana?
No, Montana State. Missoula, or it was University of Montana at Missoula. Yeah.
Missoula, yep.
But my dissertation advisor just thought, this is where you should go, this is where you should be. And
of course you should
I interviewed at University of Montana as well.
They didn't have a job when I was on the market, University of the Pacific was my first interview.
Hmm. Washington Place is the gubernatorial residence from what state? I like gubernatorial.
Virginia?
It's not.
Nope.
Oh. Mm-mm.
New York.
Washington.
New Jersey. I don't think they call it that Missouri. In Olympia.
Delaware?
I don't think it's Washington.
Mm. No, it's not Washington. Not the state of Washington.
Washington Place. Hmm. Delaware, Maryland.
Mm-mm. Arkansas, Louisiana. We haven't hit the South yet.
Yeah, Texas.
No, it's the great state of Hawaii.
Oh,
we weren't moving out there. We were.
Well, it's not clear that's really a state. No.
Which state is closest by gross distance as the crow flies to Hawaii?
Alaska? Closest? Alaska.
Alaska. Alaska. Yeah. Absolutely.
The Keys.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of states we haven't spoken of yet, this state has a statewide ban on billboards, and the tallest building in the state is 11 stories. It's a hotel.
Vermont.
Vermont is what it is.
I remember
absolutely
when they banned
Vermont.
Those.
Yeah.
They banned
billboards.
Good for them. Good.
Which state has the tallest building in the United States of America?
Illinois.
Sears Tower.
New York.
It's the Freedom Tower in New York, downtown New York City.
Oops. Yes. Always forget.
Which state, this one actually made my stomach churn a little bit when I wrote it down. Which state boasts the longest red light in the United States of America at a full 5 minutes?
Detroit, Michigan, Livernois. I'm convinced.
No, it's not at the end of our street
minutes.
Either.
Doggone it.
No, we've got good traffic engineers here in Michigan. When I go south, I realize that I'm sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
You know, it's not Iowa. It's a state sort of ornery and rough around the edges.
New Hampshire.
Getting closer.
Rhode Island.
Maine. It says New Jersey here. Has a full
where in New Jersey?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Did Chris Christie have
the George Washington Bridge?
Yeah.
Maybe that was
the ramp to the George Washington Bridge. It's probably a 45-minute light. Mm-hmm.
The most southern point of the great state of New Jersey goes further south than the northernmost point of this western state neighbor. I'm looking at you, Kendra Evans.
Kentucky.
No. Kentucky, the great state of Kentucky.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said I'm looking at you,
that
Kendra
little point
Evans. I'm
up there
that's
in
a
Kentucky.
Clue.
That's a clue. Chicago, Illinois, America's third largest
like
city.
A shiny toy.
Is only slightly larger than America's fourth largest city, which is?
Houston,
Texas. Absolutely. Oh, I love this one, too, because seeing it on the map, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. This city in Texas is closer to Los Angeles than it is to Houston.
El Paso,
yes, absolutely. By several hours, by the way. Texas is so large that its northernmost...
How large is it?
Yeah, its northernmost point is closer to this state than the most southern point in the state of Texas.
Whoa.
Well, of course its northernmost point is going to be closer than its most...
You need to rephrase that.
That its northernmost point is closer to this state than to Texas's own southernmost point.
Minnesota?
Close. Michigan is the answer. The most northern point of Texas is closer to Michigan.
All right, that map is not to scale.
Yeah, I'm getting confused.
It's a weird projection.
Yeah, my back is hurting from twisting and turning so much.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of cheating?
It's called using reference.
Absolutely, it's cheating. This is a group of professors. What do you think?
We're using our lifelines.
Residents of this state often register their newborns on the waiting list of their favorite professional sports team season ticket holders.
Texas.
Nope.
Green Bay.
Wisconsin. Green Bay Packers. Yeah, yes. It takes 30 years to get on the list for the season ticket holders at Green Bay.
And they also have to go clean up their own seats, too.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes.
Take a broom with them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you don't?
You don't have to.
You can sit in the snow.
Yeah. No, but they have a loyal enough of a fan base that
I'm sure they do.
Sweep off the seats.
If I got one, I'd eBay right away.
Mm-hmm. Utah. The great state of Utah has a 106-mile, the longest in America, section of interstate with no blank.
Billboards. No,
Exits.
Nope.
Entrances.
Choirs.
It's I-70. For those
speed limits.
Up.
No view.
Nope.
Gas stations.
Gas.
No, it's got a view.
No clean bathrooms.
No clean bathrooms is pretty close.
No rest stops.
No gas stations.
Okay, yes. Wow. Professor Conan did say that some time ago.
She did. The great state of Maryland has exactly zero natural whats?
Geysers.
natural
bodies of water.
You're correct. Lakes is the answer. There are no lakes in Maryland.
Right. We go from having
but
to go
have
to
plenty of ocean.
Chesapeake
yes,
Bay.
They do.
Yeah.
They have John Waters. Does that count?
Not as a body of water.
Speaking of latitude and longitude, the northernmost point of West Virginia reaches as far north as this city and as far north as this state.
New York City.
New York City. It's as far north as New York.
Pennsylvania.
No, we need to go a little bit further west. It's as far north as the great state of Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Oh, they actually touch each other in that dimension. Oh, my. We're not going to be able to get to the next part of the questions. It's time to say goodbye, but I think we had fun because the flow was...
Of course we did. Brilliant questions from our moderator. Just brilliant.
And more.
Oh. It's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
My doctor warned me about having this much fun.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Bye-bye.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen. Great things for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.